Phone Boy Speaks, episode 501. Segmentation begins at home. The folks at the Naked Security blog correctly point out that as more things connect to the internet, i.e., we, you know, our light bulbs and our appliances start connecting to the internet, and we, you know, the phrase that's used is the Internet of Things. As that starts becoming more and more of a reality, that we need to focus more on the fundamentals of networking. We need to make sure that the technologies that we're using, things like OpenSSL, are actually secure and put them at front and center. And I wholeheartedly agree with that, right? That our fundamentals need to definitely be focused on, and we need to make sure that stuff is rock solid. But likewise, they don't mention something that I think is also very important as we start talking about the Internet of Things, and we call it Information Security 101. Now, in most people's home networks, everything is connected to the same network, and it goes out a single router to the internet. That's a pretty typical network, and surprisingly, even in large enterprises, there are parts of the network that kind of operate that same way. And maybe that's not such a good thing, right? As more different types of devices with different potential security issues connect to the same network segment, that creates issues, right? And so, you know, what we talk about at Checkpoint when we're discussing with customers, how to approach network security, the first thing we tell them is, okay, so, you know, what does your segmentation look like? And so, you know, where do you have different things plugged into your network? And sometimes the answer is, yeah, it's one big flat network. And in reality, that's bad, right? Because once you compromise a single host on that segment, it's then pretty easy to traverse that segment and potentially find something else that's much more interesting. And there's plenty of examples of this kind of stuff happening in, like the RSA hack a couple of years back, right? Is that, you know, somebody opened a malicious email and that had a piece of malware in it that basically laterally traversed the network and then found some other, found the thing that was interesting, i.e. the RSA key database, and sent it off to the people that wrote the malware. So these kinds of things happen. And so the segmentation, I think, in this case becomes a lot more important. As we have more things connecting to our home network that have access to more and more things in our life, we need to think about the segmentation in our home networks. And I realize that for normal people, this is probably, beyond them, right? You know, they didn't realize they have a network at home. I mean, they're dimly aware that there's a network at home and that there's all these things on it. And, you know, but as we start adding these devices, it's incumbent on the industry to really, raise awareness of this and say, maybe your appliances shouldn't be, and I'm talking about your refrigerator, or your light bulbs or whatever, maybe that should be on a separate network from your computers. And maybe there should be some sort of security setting that prevents those things from talking to each other. And, if it's done on a very controlled basis, right? I mean, do you really need to talk to your light bulbs from your computer? Probably not. And if we just implement basic segmentation in most networks and with a relatively simple policy that restricts unnecessary access between those networks, we've already gone a long way toward keeping things secure, even if the light bulb itself has a vulnerability, right? If it's not exposed to the internet and the only way something can potentially happen is that something connects to that network locally and does something, the risk is sufficiently mitigated. So, we do need to focus on getting the basic protocols right and stuff, but we also need to focus on the fundamentals of networking, right? Is making sure that all of these things aren't on the same network that maybe have different levels of trust and different abilities to protect itself. And really, we should do this with Windows XP systems that have to exist for one reason or another, right? There's no reason a Windows XP machine should be really talking to the internet, except in very, very controlled circumstances. You certainly shouldn't be using a general purpose web browser on a Windows XP machine at this point. But if you have to use a Windows XP system, the advice that that the InfoSec folks give you, and I would give you the same one, is make sure that those Windows XP machines are on an isolated network, and that you tightly control what goes in and out of that network. And again, I think for consumers, this is going to be like just impossible, right? But for, the InfoSec people know what I'm talking about. But I think all of this stuff, as the Internet of Things gets implemented at a consumer level, we really need to think about making the security A by default and B really, really simple, right? And that's, I think that's going to be the real challenge here is doing all of that. And so, hopefully, segmentation begins at home, but it's going to take an industry-wide effort to get that to happen, I think.
Thanks for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.